Blackstone presents A Thousand Trails Home, Living with the Caribou, by Seth Kantner. This book is read by Dan Bittner. For Stacy, who came north somewhat accidentally and a far greater distance than either of us realized, to live this life beside me, one with more caribou, bears, wolves, and wildness than a young Boston woman may have ever dreamed. Prologue. Caribou in the Night. Barefoot in the darkness, on thin fall snow, I stop walking. My feet will be freezing soon, and I'm only here to listen. 40 steps behind is the small yellow glow of lamplight coming from the window in my sod home. Inside I have hardwood steaming for runners for a dog sled, and I need to get back in to make sure the water doesn't boil dry. Above the branches and brush, the stars are sharp, and a thin fingernail moon offers little luminance. From the north comes a cold breeze, hardly more than a stir. The aurora is weak, too, faint green smoke up against the stars, and not enough to light the night. Ice pans far out in the river make soft roars as they collide with heaped fast ice, tinkle, and then spin silently on their way west. My feet are feeling the cold. South across the dark river float the comments of a longtime companion, a great horned owl.
Woo, 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 woo.
From down the ridge comes the rattle of chains and a few whimpers and whines, my dog team pacing in circles, restless in the rich-smelling darkness. They too are likely holding freezing pads up off the snow, one at a time to thaw, while they focus their ears north. For once, I'm not out checking on the team. I'm not trying to dissuade a middle-of-the-night grizzly bear from borrowing my meat. I'm only listening. From the north, the night slowly fills with soft sounds, many feet moving through snow and the low, wiry brush of frozen tundra, the click of hoof tendons, an occasional grunt, the clatter of antlers sweeping dwarf birch and alder branches. Caribou are passing in the night. Big and small herds have come through for nearly 2 months now. It's only the last 3 days, since the river began running heavier ice, that this uninterrupted line of animals has been marching east. In truth, caribou have been passing my entire life. The land is veined with their ancient trails. But something is different tonight. There's something big and dark and wild about standing barefoot on thin snow and frozen ground, hearing thousands of animals traveling.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?